Did I teach in the Padawan, be no rookie. Crooked be overlooking, mistooking the prophet. Professor is Wookie, but still a soldier. Witness like Jehovah. Get sick like Anakin, minus Vader, but Yoda. Styling is still villainous. Benefit venomous, offer ominous sentiment. So they render nature for medicine. Yo, taking a second, breather. Cloud peakers, reacher, higher learner. For knowledge, born be the merchant. I word of my shooters, suitors able for suture. To suit the mood of a winner, no loser. Juicing is Martin Luther, product of peace. To enable the second coming, the vision, Christ with his vision. Third of his eye is stunning. Brothers gunning for time and place. Time it takes, written scripture for mind embrace. Align the stakes to you and our verse. The enemy sharpen the weapon, the center heaven, the plex of the soul, emotion, the resurrection. Yeah.
So glad that you're here for the live taping of Dead in Hip Hop show. We appreciate your involvement. I know some of you are here because you're taking Sociology of Hip Hop or the course with Andrew. So in a little while, we'll be passing around a sheet for you to sign in for class. But please be ready with your questions, because that's why they're here, to interact with you. And we want to welcome you all. We want to welcome Dead in Hip Hop. Thank you all for being here with us today. And our Sociology of Hip Hop class got them all warmed up, so we're ready to roll.
Thanks, everyone, for coming out to the live taping of Dead in Hip Hop. We're gonna talk about the Michael Dunn, Jordan Davis trial and how his comments kind of bled over into hip hop a little bit, and how there was some social perceptions of hip hop based on how he looked at hip hop and the loud music that he was playing. So I'm pretty sure we're all familiar with that case that happened earlier this year. And
let's make sure our is everyone here familiar with what happened there? No. Do we need to go over it real quick?
Okay.
Ken? No, go ahead.
All right, well, Jordan Davis was a teenager he was in Florida, correct?
Of course.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so he was here in Florida. He was at a convenience store. They were playing loud music. The reports are that he was listening to either Chief Keef or Lil Reese or something like that. And Michael Dunn didn't appreciate the music. He said it was too loud. He called it thug music. And he asked the kids to turn it down. And of course, we all, how teenagers are, man. So they kind of got into a verbal altercation. Michael Dunn said he felt for his life. They kind of exchanged some words. He thought the guys made some threats to him. And he said that he saw a gun out of the car, right? And that, he felt at that time, he felt threatened for his life. He saw Davis getting out of the car. Then he said that's when he pulled out his gun and started firing. Left, went home, or hotel, ordered some pizza.
Chilled out with his wife.
Yeah.
Had a good old time, watched the movie.
Had a great old time. Then in the morning, he found out about the killing, and Jordan Davis was dead. One of the takeaways that when following this case and looking at everything that was transpiring was thug music. I think that was one of the things that stood out to me, because he obviously felt some kind of way about the type of rap music that they were playing in their cars. And, even during the trial, he was asked about whether or not that he referred to it as thug music. He kind of denied it and said, well, I wouldn't have said that. I probably said crap rap or something like that. But it doesn't make it any better. It seemed like to me that the music was an issue. The music was loud, and the type of music, the violent music that he was playing, and he seemed to take issue to that. And, he had words with Jordan Davis, and here we are. He lost his life. And, and you look at that, and we've all had conversations about this. We just had a conversation about this in the last class about hip-hop music and how it's portrayed and how people look at it and the negative connotations that it has on just how, the culture is. So, we're just going to talk about that and, would Jordan Davis still be alive if he was playing a different form of music? I think that's one of the questions that I had, and, I'll pose that to you guys. I mean, what do you guys think? If he was listening to something outside of rap, or Chief Keef, or Lil Reese, or whatever he's playing.
Yeah, let's start off. You sound like you have an issue with him calling it thug music, and I kind of want to hear about that. What is your problem with him calling it thug music? Because let's be honest, what would you call it? What would you call Chief Keef?
I'm gonna call it thug music.
Really? What's the difference between thug and gangsta music?
Right, yeah. Exactly. What's the difference? Why take offense to them saying thug music? It is thug music. So that's not the issue. The issue is not him calling it thug music. The issue is what he related to the people listening to that type of music. The adjective I don't think is much of the problem. So let's say if he was listening to Common really loud, do you think he would have called it thug music?
You know what? I kind of think he would have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think
that's
he would
what I'm
have.
Saying.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference what he called it. They could have been listening to any type of hip hop. If it was loud, I feel like he would have felt the exact same way.
And if it wasn't the music that he was familiar with,
right?
For him to say it, because just think, you got an artist named Chief Keef who said, I think what was it, late last year, early this year, that his mixtape was gonna raise the murder rate. You know what I'm saying? So like you get stuff like that that's pushing to the forefront, and you can't really get really mad at him making a statement like that when you have artists that's promoting that type of music. Like, my mixtape is gonna raise the murder rate in Chicago. A city that we know within recent years, I know people can attest to this, that they've been having a lot of issues with young black males getting killed. So when you have another young black male that's in that culture that's promoting that type of music, and then you see someone like Michael Dunn saying that type of statement, it's like, you know, it's, can you put that on an artist? It's like, it's the artist's fault for promoting that type of music.
And you know what, Ken, to the second part of that, your question, I think that any other genre of music outside of anything hip hop, I think that it wouldn't have escalated the way it did. You know, honestly, if he was playing country, he was playing even pop music, I don't think that he would have felt as offended. I don't think that he would have felt that he would have had to pull out a gun to defend himself. You know what I'm saying? And I think if there was other, and this is just me and my perception of everything, but honestly, I don't even think he probably would have asked him to turn it down. How many times do you hear somebody blasting pop music and people are like, oh, just turn that down? Because it's not offensive to people.
I don't know. I think he may have asked him to turn it down if the music was too loud.
Question here? Want to take your question?
Yes.
All right.
I have a question, and my question is that, do you think that blaming or attributing this killing to hip-hop might be the wrong, you know, target? I say that because at any other point in time, you know, the genre might have changed, but it would have still been colored music. You know, people who are, you know, a racist attitude often associated genres like blues or jazz or rock and roll to, you know, colored people, and, you know, that, you know, it was the detriment to the society, and, you know, white people shouldn't be viewing that type of material. Is it just something that is more based on, you know, a person's racism than necessarily the genre of music?
I mean, he was clearly, clearly racist. He called them animals, you know. I don't really think that this is so much a matter of, oh, he didn't like hip-hop, so that's the problem. No, the problem is he didn't like young black males. And he found a reason to kill them. I mean, that's really all it boils down to.
So is hip-hop the reason?
Is hip-hop the reason for what?
The hip-hop the reason why it kind of motivated or escalated to that situation?
None of us know, because nobody's sitting down and talking to him, having a serious discussion with Michael Dunn and saying, why do you not like black people?
No, but, yeah, at the same time, I think Michael Dunn made it a point to make the music an issue, though.
Yeah, well, because the music probably reinforced his stereotype of black males. If he thinks that young black males are all this way, and then he has this music that's yelling, that's that I don't like, but yeah, of course he's gonna be like, well, you know what? I told you, honey. That's how they are. So whose fault? That's not hip hop's fault, really. I mean, it's the artist's fault for really putting that kind of music out there in the forefront. It's our fault for saying that this music is okay because it's just entertainment. But the real problem is really Michael Dunn's view of black people.
Hold up, yo, it's Mike. I'm in the town. I'm in Tallahassee. I'm getting down. C-Town. Done.
Super fly, super wide, taking off like a rocket now. Team by my side going hard, we ain't stopping now. Put me in any environment and I'ma rock the crowd, cause I got bars like a gym, jail, and college town. I put it down for my city, drop that Tallahassee track. Got the mayor riding with me, getting played on the radio. Couple different stations, may not sound like much, but yo, to me, that's amazing. I'm blessed, but I ain't gonna stop till the goal is reached. If they hate, then the harder I go. For rapper the flow, get focused, man. Big things coming up, you're gonna notice, man. Cause I get on the mic and rip it every time I come through. Get it snapping to my middle finger and my thumb bruise. I'ma beat the beat up, lead a track black and blue, never lose. I'm about to blow like a short fuse. On a stick of dynamite, I'm rhyming right. The flow is polished like a slow quarterback. I remain in the pocket. Pack a couple punchlines just to grab their attention, but supply a lot more cause there's a much greater mission. YT.
But, I mean, okay, so let's be honest here. How often are you out in public and there are kids blasting rap music? And in your head, you're like, God, will you just turn that shit down? Maybe, okay, so I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Yes, that irritates the living hell out of me. When I'm in my house and my neighbors, two houses down, I can hear doom, doom, doom in my house. And my cat's looking around like, what is this? That's annoying.
But you know what, though? I get it because exactly. I was that kid. You know what I'm saying? I was that kid with the 12s and 15s in the car riding through the neighborhood shaking windows. So, but, you know, I still, I still was mindful, like, in certain areas, like, if I go into a convenience store, I'm going to turn it down. I don't want to be an embarrassment to myself, not necessarily, you know, the black race or anybody else. Like, I don't want them looking at me like I'm crazy or disrespectful, so I turn it down. But if I'm going through a subdivision, hey, Master P bout it, bout it. So, that's going to be shaking some door.
Exactly. And it's prevalent in other music too, and it's just prevalent in young kids getting into what they feel like is their revolution, whatever it is that they're battling against during their adolescent teens. It happened in rock music too back in, was it 70s, when that was really big, and they had a lot of bass, and I don't think that the music genre is essentially as much as the tone that you hear that aggravates people.
It's just as annoying if somebody's listening to God dubstep. why you don't listen to that?
Like
but,
that?
Huh?
Why you like
I mean, I don't know. Because it's a terrible form of music. I'll put it out there. It's awful. It's awful. And if somebody is blasting that next to me, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not the fact that it's rap. It's that bass, that doom, 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 doom. You're old. I know it bothers
me. It doesn't bother
me
because I was that guy, though.
But you're not anymore.
I was that kid. But that I can relate and I understand. You know what I'm saying?
So
because
you give it a pass?
Huh?
You give it a pass because you were once that?
Yeah, because I know what
so,
it's like.
So if you chillin' reading
here you go. No, people about to get them.
If you chillin' reading your newspaper, you and then somebody...
Why gotta be reading a newspaper?
I'm like,
in his smoking jacket.
Wait,
smoking a cigar.
His sandals on, like... Like, and then you hear a lot of, you know, somebody bumping some cheeky up loud, disturbing your peace. How would you feel?
I'm just looking around by. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. They do it around my crib because I get it. Like, you didn't have the whip with the...
Yeah,
with the
I did, but I think now...
So it bothers you now?
I mean, if I'm trying to enjoy some peace, yeah, it bothers me. Rather if it's dubstep.
So you run out there like Clint Eastwood, huh?
Yep. Just mad as hell for no reason. Yeah, I mean, if I'm trying to be peaceful and enjoy my peace, yeah, I'm going to be mad regardless of genre of music it is.
I just thought of this question. What is the purpose of blasting music? Is it to gain attention? Is it to, hey, look at me, listen to this? Because some people could say, well, he probably was looking to get those gunshots.
Speaking from personal experience, when I was younger, I mean, yeah, it was more like a, yeah, nobody, this is my knock, nobody gonna out, you know, blow my speakers or whatever. This is, I guess you could say for like attention and like showing off, but not for like the intention to like, I guess get gunshots fired at me. Yeah. Like that. You know, it was more of like a flossing type
it is, thing. Yeah. It is. It's just like the same reason why people buy.
This was years ago. I'm not about that life no more.
Yeah, it's the same reason why people get tints, rims, and they trick out their car. It is about attention. And sometimes, you know, you're either into that type of stuff or you're not. You know, like women buy purses and shoes for attention. You know what I'm saying? For guys, we like sports and we like cars. So
some of us.
Well, some of us, not all of us. But I know I'm a car guy, I'm a big time car guy. And for me, it wasn't necessarily for attention from other people, but it was kind of like everybody else that was into it. So you know my system is better than your system. You know what I'm saying? So it's competition. You know, it wasn't really for attention, but more so of competition.
You have four kids sitting in a car, blasting music in a convenience store parking lot. Of course they're looking for attention. That's why you're sitting there in your car blasting music at that decibel. If we have four, think about it. When we drove down here, how much music did we listen to? Barely any, because we're four or five dudes sitting in the car wanting to talk to each other. These dudes are sitting.
Here we are.
And we're alive. Yeah. These guys are sitting in a car blasting music at the loudest decibel possible. Of course they're looking for attention. What those people that you're talking about were saying is he got the attention. Unfortunately, it was the wrong type of attention. Right.
Do you at all find it problematic the way in which the Jordan Davis trial and case has been handled, as opposed to the Trayvon Martin case, and how with Trayvon Martin it was kind of assumed that he had an innocence, but even with our discussion with Jordan Davis, there is some fault and blame being placed upon him, and it's kind of reinforcing this stereotype and negative connotation that hip hop has sometimes.
I don't know that Trayvon Martin was 100% portrayed as innocent. Remember towards the later parts of the trial, they started digging up those pictures and they found the pictures of him smoking weed and wearing grills. It's them trying to relate this back to hip hop. It's like, if you can prove that he was a fan of rap music, then that almost alleviates some of the guilt of, I agree 100%. I forget what story it was where there was a guy that had killed some people, and they found out that he was the head of that hip hop website.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden it was all turned into that.
The bombing.
Yeah, the bombing. And they're like, oh, well, he was a part of the hip hop website, so therefore that's why he did it. It's so easy just to blame everything on hip hop. I don't even think it's just this trial. It's if you can prove that you had some kind of ties to rap music,
yeah, it's a scapegoat.
It's an easy scapegoat.
Do you think that hip hop music, since to be mainstream, you have to appeal to a largely white fan base, that it might do more to help hip hop? Help the black community in the future, because more white people will be able to relate to black culture, even if it is negative. They'll have more empathy. Because they'll be able to relate to that, because that's something that they grew up with,
Not at all. White people don't care about relating to the music they're listening to. White people are the majority of the people that buy hip-hop. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And this is no offense, clearly.
Yeah.
I love white people. But I don't think it makes a difference that if it's music that's relatable to white people. I think they like the thuggish stuff more than they like anything else.
Yeah. Because it's so appealing to them.
For some reason, it's almost the escapism that Raphael was talking about earlier.
Oh, I was not saying that they're trying to relate to white people, but that they can, since they connect with it, on whatever level, that it's more, they have more awareness of the black community, I guess.
I don't think that that's what happens. I don't think that they become more aware. I think it's more trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why a lot of white people support hip hop. Let's be honest, hip hop is very trendsetting, right? And everybody wants to be part of the cool group. And hip hop is the cool group. It's just that hip hop has all of these negative connotations. All of this negativity around it is always used as a scapegoat, even though a lot of white America supports it.
No, and I think, even if it does become even more widely accepted, you'll still have gangster music.
Of course.
So there's always something to point at that, could be detrimental to hip hop, or, that could be viewed as a black thing, and that's how they all are coming from, that particular area. Yeah. You'll always have those guys like a Chief Keef, that's gonna continue to make music. So you'll never be able to escape it, because it'll always be there.
Yep, and I think the only way to really kind of escape it is to really tackle the socioeconomic problem in these hoods and in these areas, and education, and tackle that. Because a lot of, Chief Keef does not have an education. Chief Keef grew up in the hood. He is a product of his environment. But if we were to change that environment, will we still have the same type of hip hop? You see what I'm saying? Will we still talk about and rap about the same type of topics? If now your life and what you're surrounded by is different? Because I forgot who I was listening to, but you know, a lot of these kids in the hood, they see success as the dope dealer. Why? Because they see him with the rims and the system, and he has goals, and he has attained a level of success. Now, that level of success is different from coming to Florida State and getting your education and progressing, matriculating to a career. You see what I'm saying? So when you guys have those type of influences in your life, that's what you're going to go to. But when you're in the hood and you know what, I'm not that smart, I keep failing, and I'm going to school, I don't even have lights on in my house. You know what? I'm gonna go sell this crap, I'm gonna make this money, and then you become addicted to that, because now it's easy, fast money. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to spend and waste the 4 years you guys are wasting. And I'm making double the money you're making, and I'm making more money than you probably ever will once you graduate. You see what I'm saying? So it's a cycle. And I think that once we understand and we kind of break that cycle in our hoods, I think that hip hop music will probably change.
So explain the person.
But you know what, Ralph? They are smart, but there's structural barriers that are in place. You know, when they go to the schools and the textbooks are 2 or 3 years old, or there's no money coming in to help, you know,
exactly,
give them the type of resources they need.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
So like you said, it creates that cycle.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It's bigger than just being in the hood and being uneducated. You know what I'm saying? It's about funding, you know, those schools in those areas.
I agree with you about 95%. Like, I agree that we need to change the system that creates these problems before we try to just change the music. But it's not like the vast majority of this music is being created by people in the hood. Like, let's be realistic. Second, it's not like the majority of the people that are buying or supporting this music even know anything about the hood. So the days of this being hood news are completely gone. This has now become a fantasy world, and unfortunately, the fantasy that people want to be a part of is the fantasy of killing, dealing, and banging out as many chicks as possible. So then we have to start discussing why is that?
I was reading not too long ago, a guy from Michigan. He got a scholarship to play football in Michigan State.
Yeah.
So, but he didn't want to go to school, but he wanted to be a rapper. Can I have your opinion on that?
It was embarrassing, man. I feel bad for this. I mean,